This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Stefan Schindler has a chance to write his name in Huddersfield Town legend. And he takes that chance!
6-pointer Saturday. Yes, it's the warm-up episode 141. It's your host, Brady Frost, and I'm joined by Mr. Tom Bradshaw today. Tom, how are you?
I am not bad, Brady. I'm not bad. After two quick games over the weekend, I think I've got over two pretty poor results from what we really needed. And let's look ahead for another massive game.
Yeah, we did say, well, I did say on the last pod, we could ideally do with 4 points. We got one. But how was your Easter anyway? Did the football take away from it, or was it still a good one?
Not really. I mean, it was all right. I only had like one egg. No, not really. Don't really buy Easter eggs. I guess I don't have kids, so we don't have an Easter egg hunt or anything. Dogs can't eat chocolate, can they? So
no, that's true.
I don't have an egg. And then, I like chocolate, but I go through really weird spells with chocolate, Brady. Like sometimes I absolutely love it and I'm craving it, and I'll have like a week where I go and get a chocolate bar every day. And then I go about another like maybe 3 or 4 months without wanting any chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I'm not a big chocolate fan either. What was your Easter egg? What can we name a brand?
It was a Malteser one.
Yeah. My mum got me a flake one. I do like a flake, actually, but mainly when I have it in a 99, I can never get it on my own. But I'm with you. I don't like chocolate. But I think when we do this, it just makes me realise like how weird we are, because I don't really have cups of tea either. And then I remember people got quite annoyed about that.
Neither do I. I mean, I'll treat myself to a cup of tea, but it's very rare that I want a cup of tea. I don't drink coffee either.
Oh, I drink coffee, so that's the difference. Yeah, I will only ever have tea if I'm tired in the afternoon, but I don't want a coffee.
Mm. I just drink lots and lots of alcohol.
Nice. Well,
wake up, have a beer.
Yep. Starting them all. Is this turned into an intervention podcast?
Yeah. Bring in Matt.
Tom, we're really concerned with you at the moment. A reason you might need to drink lots of alcohol is we've got a big game on Saturday. Look at that for a segue. Millwall, they travel to the John Smiths Stadium. They're 4 points above town and the 19th in the table. Neil Harris, he's returned to the club. He replaced Joe Edwards. But he has failed to win in his last three matches. And surprisingly, Tom, they lost 2-1 away to Rotherham on Monday. You mean you didn't have a boring 0-0 draw and have a player sent off? Cowards. Incredibly poor town as well. The London side, they've only won twice in their last 10 league games away from home. But town have failed to win the last 4 home games. So, Tom, how do you feel about this one? I said it was a 6-pointer. I feel like every game's a 6-pointer. Kind of. How are you feeling about it?
This is 100% a must win. I mean, I had us down that we had to beat Stoke, Millwall, Birmingham, and that'd keep us up, and then maybe get the odd draw. Stoke is now out the window. That's a point. So now, for me, it's become every home game. Basically, we've got a win. It's Preston away. Maybe Preston is thrown in there as a potential win for town, because I think they know that their season's just gone either way, isn't it? They can't go up, they can't go down. So I'd be very surprised if, like, looking at Preston's recent results as well, I think you could target that one. But I think these home games now, you've got to win them. You've got to win them all to stay up. for me. Three wins might just keep Town up. This is a massive one. I think Neil Harris came in, obviously had a proper instant impact. Potentially has already got enough points to pull them away from any danger. They might just need maybe four or five more points to really secure safety. But in these recent games, West Brom, they looked all right against West Brom. I watched a bit of that, looked all right against West Brom. But they kind of didn't take chances. And I think that was kind of in the Rotherham game as well. They didn't take chances. Looked very aggressive from set pieces. I always feel like we're good from set pieces, but I feel like we have conceded a few this year. So that's a bit of a worry. But other than that, I don't think they look too dangerous, especially when they're going away to Rotherham, and the kind of only chances that I was seeing from a Millwall point of view was from set pieces. I think it's one of those. If you can limit them to getting corners, they seem to have quite a few corners away at Rotherham. So if we can kind of limit those chances and Town just be on the front foot, then I'd like to think that this squad, I know we say it's not good enough, but I'd like to think it can beat this Millwall team in this current season we're in.
Yeah, I mean, they have to, don't they, really? It's a difficult one. I always hate playing Millwall. I think they're a bit like Preston, funny enough, who obviously were playing in midweek. But they're just like a difficult side. You know, I always feel like they give a team a game. It's not often Millwall, maybe a little bit this season, but it's not often they'll lose like 3 or 4 nil. You know, they are always like you say, one goal margins in most of their matches, I think. So, yeah, the difficulty is as well, they, for Millwall, I don't think they'll be targeting a win. I think they'd be happy with a point. And we've seen time and time again, Town really struggle to break teams down. And I also kind of think, if we're being completely honest, Town, although, yes, they got themselves out of it last season, I think they really struggle in the games where they're kind of expected to win. I think they do better being the underdog. I know we say that a lot. So I am slightly nervous about this one, Tom. I've got to be honest. But yeah, I suppose we'll come on to some of the questions, some responses to the questions we put out. But a lot of people, I saw a few people saying, if they don't win this, they're as good as down. Is that, and you've seen Bojan Radulovic, he said that it's a must win on Saturday. Do you agree, if they don't win this one, they might as well prepare for League One next season?
Yeah, because it's in that fixture of home games, and it's against a team who are in and around there. Town win this, then they only go 1 point behind Millwall. Mm. If Town lose this, Millwall are out of it probably. Town, you're hoping then you start to rely on Birmingham, Plymouth not picking up points. Town need to win this to keep Millwall in that fight as well. The more teams in it, the better. You don't want it to come down to just that one spot, which Town seem to be trying their best for it to happen, not picking up 3 points. And the form we're on is not good. I mean, would you a win though, Brady? I think I don't think Town should have won that game against Stoke. The Town lost that game because of, for me, one moment of terrible individual defending, Sauber Thomas, and like absolutely embarrassing stuff there. And I think that's been maybe the story of the season. There's been a lot of bad individual decisions, and maybe a lot of players just playing for themselves, and doesn't really sometimes feel like a team at points this year. And it's just like, you can't be a championship footballer and defend like that. And especially when he plays that kind of wing-back role, he's expected to come back a lot and defend. It's like, you've got to be better than that. You'd think he'd have... I know he's been playing in... He's had a quick rise from National League and all that, but he's played at Town, he's played at Blackburn. You'd think someone would have taught him not to defend like a under-12 Do you know what I mean? It was the absolutely embarrassing stick out of the leg. And that was Stoke's only kind of, apart from Rudoni clearing it off the line, it came down to that one little stupid error. And you'd kind of go to the Coventry game as well. Helix defending absolutely atrocious, really, like just letting Sims almost do exactly what he did against us in the reverse fixture. So it's like, I don't think it really comes down to the management at this point. For me, it comes down to the individual players pulling the fingers out and thinking, right, I'm not going to make any mistakes today. I'm going to give 100%, because those kind of challenges are not giving 100% when you're playing football. That's just messing about and sticking your foot out like that. So yeah, as long as they turn up and they do that, they can beat this Millwall team. And you look at the running we've got, we're playing some very favourable teams that are in and around us that are also maybe can't go down. Town have got a very good chance of still staying up here. And I don't really point the fingers at the manager in this. You could question maybe some of the substitutes on Monday, but I thought those players that came on and were more than capable to win that game, and they didn't. And yeah, I think the players have really got to look at themselves and think, do we want to be Championship footballers next season? Because they can be. When you look at the fixtures we've got, it's just whether they can do it on the day, Brady.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, I'm already talking about it as if maybe we're down, but I keep coming back to the fixtures, and look, like Town can still, if they beat Birmingham and they beat Millwall, I think, you know, and get a draw or two, it's probably enough. I still think it's just that we can't keep talking about this, but for me, it's that three game run with more. I hate to say that, but it's QPR, Blackburn, and I forget the other one. But yeah, that it's those games where we're playing everyone around us, and I don't know. It's very Town never make it easy for themselves, and you kind of look at the gravity of things, and I don't think that there's only so many times you can do it last minute. And look, the thing is, if they do beat Millwall, I think that's probably the confidence boost. And it's just, we almost, you know, for me, I think it's been really good that Bojan Radulovic and Reece Healy, like they've, it's good that they've got goals at this time. And, you know, I know Pat Jones has, he had a nice little cameo against Coventry. Didn't make the biggest impact against Stoke, but I think there is some, again, there is some green shoots if we're going to be positive about this. Like, they're still in it. And as you say, I think if Town are on it, you know, if we see a first half like we did against Leeds, I think that would be enough to beat Millwall. I know that's a long time ago, but I'm completely with you, Tom. You know, Brighton Rat's not to blame for me in this at all. I know he's still got six games left, but you know, he's only been here six and a bit weeks. We're at the point in the season where there's two games like every midweek pretty much. So it's kind of I'm with you. I wouldn't blame him if we go down.
No, and I haven't watched the game and thought the way he's setting them up or the intent is wrong. It's all come down to just poor individual performances for me. But yeah, I'm looking at these fixtures coming up, Brady, and especially the next five. They are games that we've said this team is definitely a low-end Championship team, but we know the Championship. We know that there isn't much gap, especially between these next five teams that we're playing coming up. This group of players, they really fucking wanted this. If they really wanted to stay in this Championship, they could win five games in a row, these teams that we're playing. They could. Like, I know the players, there's lacking, there's ability potentially lacking, but sometimes you need, you don't just need the ability, you need the desire, don't you? You need a bit of a David Wagner speech. Hopefully Andre will bring that for these next kind of five games, but it's there. It's there for Town, to be honest. I feel like we potentially have got one of the not easier, but do you know what I mean? Like favourable fixtures coming up. Like we're playing a couple of teams who are down there with us, and then we're playing three teams who really don't have any. Preston, maybe. Preston are doing very well to sneak into the playoffs for me.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we've got that as a question, so we'll go to Kwan's question first, though, Tom, because I think we should really get into that, because I kind of agree with you. But it is time for Kwan's question, which is quite, I suppose, a bit more of a light-hearted one, because we've got accused of being a little bit jaded. So here we go.
Mate, I've just said Town can win five games in a row. That's as positive as you get.
And here's the jingle while Tom takes more. Okay, ahead of the previous show, so you may have seen, but the other day, Man City released their documentary series, Treble Winners, with a free. I hate when people do that. What Town season would you like a Netflix documentary series of? The Funny Town Fan is his name, and his answer is this. 2018-19, let's see where the recruitment went so wrong, as I think the summer 2018 was the start of the downfalls we're still experiencing. Oh, that wouldn't be a good watch, then, would it?
I don't know. I mean, not as a Town fan, but I really enjoyed watching Sunderland Till I Die when it was all going tits up.
Yeah, true. It's not fun seeing the people winning, is it? Chaos. So, yeah, actually, good shout, Funny Town Fan. Ian Martindale says 1969-1970, no contest. Ian, I'm going to have to take your word for it because I was not born. But, yeah. Obviously know about it. It sounds good. And Lee Morris, he says 92-93 would be interesting to see how much such a depressing series turned into a blockbuster once Mick Buxton arrives in March. I like that. Good shout. I was very intrigued to, I was pleased that people didn't go 16-17, just because I think, you know, it's the season, isn't it? But are you about to go 16-17, Tom, or what's your answer?
I'd go like a scene setting of 2002, basically when we were basically going to go into administration. So kind of a build up of all that, then being saved and Jacko coming in and basically taking us back up to the first time of asking. I'd love to see like behind the scenes of that season, him doing all the deals when he came in and stuff like that. Yeah, be good.
Yeah. No, that's a good shout. I suppose it depends what happens, but I would probably say this season, because I just think like there's been a lot of, if you think about it, for a TV series, you've got an owner who's doing like video diaries, you've got Warnock who's like a legend who gets booted out like seven
games. Yeah, it's been drama, hasn't it?
Yeah. You've got Darren Moore, me. And then you've got this, like, I think it'd be quite a good series. Like, maybe not the nicest to watch for Town, but yeah, just...
Well, are they still filming that thing? Up the Town? Yeah. When was the last one they released? They released one since Warnock left.
I don't know.
Because they, I mean, supposedly they have been filming it, so yeah, it might. I would wholeheartedly say keep filming and still release it regardless, because I'd just love to watch it, because it'd just be, I mean, it might not be good like the week after we're relegated, but like in a couple of years it'll be a great watch.
Well, I think, like, I don't know if listeners like their sports documentaries. I know I've said this season as an answer, but I think what makes really good sports documentaries is when the time has passed. So like obviously The Last Dance is the best sports documentary, or certainly one of. And what's so good about that is time's passed and everyone can kind of like reflect on it a bit more. Whereas I've seen some stuff where it's like, this has happened now and it's like, it's just boring because they don't want to like, you're still playing. They don't, you know, like they're just kind of in that mindset and they don't want to upset anyone. So it's not always the answer. So yeah, like you say, I think your shout's pretty good as well, Tom. I'll tell you what is another good shout though. Our sponsor, Magic Rock Brewing, they give you 10% off any online orders that you do using our code HTTC10. Thank you to Magic Rock who sponsored this episode, every episode this season, and listen to Tom and myself. Yeah, so obviously Tap Room on Saturday, always recommend it. But if you can't wait till then, use our code with the ticket at the bottom if you're watching on YouTube. Okay, Tom and I, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and get into the nitty-gritty that is Town's last six games.
Cozzy, what's your favourite away day?
Matt, it's got to be the City Ground at Nottingham. Just old school stadium, you're right near the pitch, great atmosphere. But there's nothing like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, Tom. It's me again. They've had a break. They've listened to an ad. I don't know what ad you're listening to, but I hope you enjoyed it and purchased a product as a result of listening to it. Otherwise, what's the point? We did a tweet with a little poll because we like to do little Twitter polls. Six games to go, and I read the fixtures out, which were Millwall at home, this one, Preston away, Bristol City away, Swansea City at home, Birmingham at home, Ipswich away. We asked, do you see Huddersfield Town getting enough points to survive? And explain your reasoning in the comments below. I've got bad news for people. It was for yes, it was 31.7%, but no, it was 68.3%, which is surprising because yes, I don't think it looks good at the moment. But I think Town fans normally feel like, oh, maybe. So it kind of maybe gives you a good idea about how the fan base is feeling at the moment. Let's read some negative comments and then I'll finish on some positive ones. And Tom, you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but we'll get into it. So start with the negatives and then you have a nice positive ending. Lee Walker, he says, can't see us getting the three wins required when we've only won eight all season. Two wins, two draws probably won't be enough because of the teams we're playing. I don't know about that. Tom says, not this Tom, a different Tom. He says, not enough goals, not enough quality, and some of the effort levels shown by a couple of players after the equaliser yesterday at Stoke made it seem as though they'd given up. Well, I have a decent idea for the Preston game, but I would probably call it now and say curtains. Guy Bradley says, sadly not, but I'm not sure we deserve to stay up. I obviously want us to, but I don't think there's been three worse teams than us over the course of the season. Not beating Rotherham was it for me. If we can't beat them, who can we beat? Well, tell you what, positive with her. Joanne, she starts like, you know, got to remain hopeful, but it's hard work. I'll take that. It's like a nice transition to where we're going here. Joe Morgan, three very winnable games at home. Brackets, fans need to play their part in this too. And two games away, we've got a chance of getting something. If Ipswich up or stuck in third when they play us, they might rest a few, which will also give us the chance of getting something. And Rob says, we will stay up on the basis of other teams not picking up points as last year. Brackets, Reading. Rotherham down. Plymouth in 3-4, Blackburn have a shocking run in, and Birmingham will be in the mix. None of these teams, including Town, will pick up a lot of points. Tom, I heard the negatives and the positives there. You've said Town could win five. I'm going to make you nail your colours to the mast here. What are you going with? I know we're going to do the previous shows for these, but I want to hear Tom Bradshaw as of 4th of April. Where are we at?
Right, well, I mean, what have we said all this season? Town have played better when they have almost had to be the more counter-attacking team, haven't they, Brady? So Millwall, yeah, I think you're right. Millwall will probably sit back and play for a draw Saturday. So Town would do very well to get a win. Millwall's last few games, though, they have gone for it. They've been quite aggressive and taking long shots and got a lot of crosses in the box. I mean, I think Rotherham, they had something like 20-odd shots against Rotherham away. So you're kind of hoping maybe they will stretch the legs a bit against us and then we can create those chances around the back. But I mean, look, we can beat Millwall at home. We can beat that Millwall team at home. Preston away, Preston, they've got nothing to lose. They could go for it. They'll be going for playoffs. Recently lost to Birmingham. I mean, albeit it was a bit of a calamity, wasn't it? I think the goal for Birmingham. But that I'd like to think that would be Preston going for it. And Town could do a classic sit-in, nick a goal, get them on the counter, 3 points, tick. Same with Bristol City. They're at home. They'll want to go for it. They've got nothing to lose. They're playing mid-table. They should be fluid, free. Maybe they don't care anymore. They could be on holiday. 3 points, tick. Town are staying up. Swansea at home. Swansea also, no, that's a massive one, that. Swansea at home. They could, by then, have also been proper dragged into it. They're not on a good run, just lost to QPR. I don't see why Town can't be beating Swansea at home. Another one. I think that could be a game where both teams will have to win. So, again, we're talking about Town playing better when it's a bit more open than when teams are sitting in against us. So, I think Town... And then Birmingham, another one which could potentially come down to the wire. And Town, both teams need to win. But, yeah, great point about Ipswich. Ipswich, hopefully, are promoted by then. And they're having a party. And they're like, who was it, Sheffield? I mean, we kind of played Sheffield United after. Did they get promoted that last season? Or were they?
Yeah, they were already done, weren't they?
Yeah, so it could be a similar one to that. But I'm not scared of any of these fixtures. I don't think Town can't win any of these fixtures. So I'm going to say the only doubt I have is the players, Brady.
Hmm.
And whether they have the desire or even, this is maybe a big claim, the care for the...
I think players care. Like, I know, but
it's just like, you've got care for your own career as well, haven't you? I mean, just some of these last performances have been really disappointing. And it's like, show it. You've got 6 games to show that you are championship footballers, basically. Because they are where they are in the league. And at the moment, this whole squad, we kind of got most of the players back fit again, haven't we? If they believe that they are championship footballers, show it and go out and beat these teams that are definitely beatable. And keep this football club in the championship. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to say yes, because I'm looking at the fixtures on paper, and I'd love to say yeah, this town team are going to stay up. But just in the doubt is the players, especially after the last 3 games. Just that's what worries me the most.
Yeah, I can, if we beat Millwall, I can see us having the run to stay up. I look at the fixtures. There's 4 games left, right? Sorry, 6 games left. I see Town losing 2 of them, just because I think that's what will happen. I do think the Ipswich games, from the looks of it, you're hoping someone, you know, let's say, yes, they've got a game in hand, but you're hoping someone and the next 6 games slips. Mm. And I don't see it happening. So I think that's going to go to the wire, and Ipswich are going to need to win on that last day. And like you say, you know, a lot of pressure. We've seen, you know, I hate the phrase bottling it, but potentially Ipswich could struggle with the pressure. But Ipswich are, you know, the top of the league, Fluies, and I think they would expect to beat a team who are in the relegation zone at home. So I don't think you can rule that out. So the ones I look at that I think are winnable for Town, obviously you've got this one, even though I think Millwall will make it cagey, but I think it's Bristol away and Swansea at home.
Mm.
I think they're the games where I could see them getting 6 points, because Preston we have a bad record against, and I just... Yeah, I know what you're saying. They're still out of it, but they are. They've got a game in hand on Coventry, who are in. Game in hand on Norwich, who are in 6th, and they're only 5 points off.
Yeah,
so they're still in it. I mean, again, maybe if they, I don't know who they're playing the weekend, but if they lose that, then you would probably say that's done. If Norwich win,
they've got Watford away.
Watford away again, winnable game for them. So I don't see us winning at Preston. if I'm being honest, at this moment in time. But Bristol, I think, 53 points, absolutely safe. I know they beat Leicester the other weekend, but as we get closer to the end of the season, it'll just be a chance for manager to bring in, try new stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got a win there. And Swansea, again, I know what you're saying, that they could get dragged into it. But I do just think they're on 47 points, we're on 40. And there's, quick maths, seven teams. Seven teams in between them. So I don't see them getting dragged into it. Although stranger things have happened. So, Birmingham at home, I think it depends where Birmingham are. But again, I just, any game with loads of pressure, I know you could say every game's got a lot of pressure for this Town team, but I am worried about the Millwall and Birmingham games because it's a bit like the Rotherham one. We're putting a lot of pressure into, we have to win this one. And I don't think this team's shown that when the pressure's on them, they can get over the line.
Pressure's there now, though, Brad. Pressure's there now till the end. Every game they have to win, really. So then that's a real big worry, isn't it?
Let's be honest, we're on 8 games all season. So it's asking a team to get half of what they've got. Well, if you want to be honest, to guarantee it, need to get half the wins they've got all season in the next 6 games, which I just don't think is going to happen. I can see, like you say, there's a run. They've been on a winless run for a while, and I can certainly see them winning a game or two in this run. It's hard. It's hard. I mean, I want to be positive, but the annoying thing is they've drawn so many games this season, and the Stoke game was annoying, but I do think the performance was better. Coventry, they're a good team. I thought they were going to lose. They did. They did rally a little bit, but,
they did rally, and when they rallied, that was a massive positive for me. When they did rally and when they realised, wait a minute, if we get in people's faces, we can cause some trouble. And Town probably didn't deserve anything from that game, really. I mean, they had a decent start, but that last 10 minutes, I wouldn't have been like, oh, we've snatched it there, because they did get in their faces, they created chances, they got forward, put Compton under pressure. So, and I think there's been really good signs under Andre that it's like that you are good enough, this team is good enough and can cause problems. But the problem is it's not consistent, is it? And it's in spells in games, and you've got good spells and bad spells. And the bad spells never seem to kind of fall our way in the luck sense, and it always seems to result in a goal or something. So,
That's what happens down there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You don't get any of the luck.
Yeah. So right now, Tom, are you saying Town are staying up?
I am going to say Town. I'm going to be positive and say Town are going to stay up. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say no. So if you had to push me now, I'm going to say no. But I think, I think it's just, we can get into the reasons why, but I think we've just flirted with it long enough, and eventually it comes up to, you get bitten. But what I will say is, I think if they win this game, I think that might give them enough of a run to get over the line. If Town stay up, they're 21st. I don't know if you think they're going to be like finished comfortably 17th or whatever, but I think if Town stay up, they're the team just above the dotted line, wouldn't you think?
What do you think the 21st place points will be?
So what, there's 18 points up for grabs for every team. I think 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. 48, 21st, and then probably 22nd, 47. I mean, it'll be a point. It could even be goal difference.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. Like, I think it'll be similar to what you've got now. Obviously, Town on. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like Town on, you know, a team on 2 points. There's like a point difference per place, really. Yeah. I think it's quite tight. Like QPR are safe now for me. I just think they're on a good trajectory.
Yeah, QPR are going to pick up. QPR aren't going to. They're on form. They've got players back now. They're not going to not pick up maybe another 4 points, are they? They're going to get 50 points. Blackburn, I mean, they've absolutely whacked Sunderland, but other than that, all their other results have been a bit rubbish. But they've drawn. They're not losing games, and if they draw these, they're kind of five of their last six, they'll stay up. Stoke, you're saying they probably need, if they get another 5 points, I think they could get a win and a couple of draws. Then Millwall, I'm hoping that the Neil Harris kind of bounce has started to dip off for them. And I don't know, maybe they're less likely to pick up as many as we think. I mean, they've got us, but then they play a lot of mid-table teams and Plymouth, I think. So
I think the teams in it are us, Birmingham and Plymouth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think every kind of nine. I mean, unless we beat Millwall on Saturday. No one go to the game on Sunday. On Saturday, then they could get dragged into it. But I agree, yeah. 20th down, I think that's it, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think even if Millwall were to lose to us, I don't know. I just think they'll be okay.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah. I'm saying yes, you're saying no. There we go.
Yeah. So let's see. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because we've talked a lot about all the other teams, as you do as a fan, but we've not even mentioned Sheffield Wednesday. Do you think they'll get out of it?
I think they are a bit inconsistent, aren't they, at the moment? I just think it's asking them a lot. I know they're only a point behind us. And they are only a point behind us, Brady. So I'm sat here talking like they're three or four behind us, but I feel like, I mean, they've got to play Stoke. I think they can beat Stoke. Then they've got two huge games against QPR and Blackburn. So, like we said, I think QPR on away at QPR. I think QPR beat Wednesday. And then they've got Blackburn away. They've got a big game, Stoke at home. And then West Brom at home, Norwich at home, and Sunderland away. Yeah, see what I mean with our running? I would want our running over that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Who knows? I think we could talk about this. I mean, the interesting...
We can. Yeah, you can come up with so many hypotheticals, can't you? But at the end of the day, we should only be concentrating on Town's six games coming up, because it is in our hands. I know we currently are in the relegation zone, but yeah, those two teams above us, especially those two teams above us, aren't winning every game till the end of the season. So it is in Town's hands here.
Yeah. And obviously I've said at this moment in time, I think they'll go down. Obviously, I don't want that to happen, and I will still back them until we, you know, till it's over. But yeah, just be an interesting one. You know, look, it'll be done and dusted. What, a month from now? So a month today. So we'll know. So it'll be a very interesting month. Okay, Tom, with that in mind, we've danced around it quite a bit. We both know this is a big game. What is your score prediction for this one? How do you feel the game going?
How do I feel this game is going? I mean, I think Duncan Watmore always seems to do well against us. So it's one of those we're saying keep certain players quiet. I think I love him. I'd have him at Town any day of the week. So I think if you kind of keeping him quiet, I think he's just off the back of a goal as well against West Brom. Did he score against West Brom, I think? And then obviously Fleming has been there, kind of maybe not as good as last season, but he's still their key man. So they've got the quality there. But I think as long as if they're not just sitting in, we've got a chance. And maybe we'll just turn up and it'll be one of those magical days where the sun's shining and Town pull out of the bag out of nowhere a 3-0 win, and we're all really happy and positive. So I'm going to go 3-0 Town.
3-0 Town, God. I'd like to drink what you're drinking. Maybe I've been drinking too much. Yeah, I mean, you say, you know, I'm joking, but we weren't expecting them to comfortably beat Wednesday 4-0. So, yeah, who knows? Okay, 3-0. Who are the goal scorers for that?
Let's go for, let's have a Towns versus hat-trick of the season. And it'll be, let's Michael Hellick to score a hat-trick. And he just really makes sure he's top scorer this season.
Michael Hellick to score a perfect hat-trick.
Yeah.
God, I remember, yeah. What are the odds on that? Tom, I love your optimism. I don't share it. This team struggles to score, so I just every time we play Millwall, I think every time I've done this preview for 4 years, I think I always go 1-1 and just can't get past that. Really, look, I think the fans will be really behind them on Saturday, and I think that could be enough. And we were a lot better against Stoke, so yeah. My head says 1-1, but my heart says 2-1. I think I'll probably go 1-1, but I wouldn't be surprised if Town got a 2-1, but I think it'll be close. I don't think it'll be your 3-0, unfortunately, Tom. And I'm going to go for... I feel like Healy might score here. So I wouldn't be surprised in my 1-0 if Millwall go ahead and Town get like a goal and an equaliser in the 78th minute and just don't have enough to crack it. So that's what I'm going to go for. One sec. A lot of rambling, not so much the most confident, but you know, this is where we're at. But we'll know in a month's time, and maybe that's best for everyone. Tom and I, we will not be previewing the Preston game because it's in midweek, but we will do what we do sometimes, just a little bit of a reaction to the match and then preview the next one, which is, Tom, I feel like you should know these games off by heart. What's the next game?
Is it Bristol after Preston? We've just been talking about it for ages. Yeah,
we will be back to preview, react to the Preston game and preview Bristol City. Tom, anything you want to say to listeners before we go?
Bring the noise. Let's just get behind them on Saturday. I think that's the only thing we can do now, is go out with a bang as fans, if it is to end in the worst case scenario for us. But as long as we know we've done our part, then I don't think any fingers can be pointed at the fans. That's all.
Yeah, fair. I will echo that. And look, like, you know, let's listen to some tunes, get yourself hype up. This is why we love football. It can hurt and it can also bring a lot of love. And let's hope for some lovely, lovely results on Saturday. Okay, ta-ta for now and up the Town.
To Town, play up. Bring the car back to Huddersfield.
Lads, what's your favourite 90th minute goal?
Got to be Heffley against Leeds. A shot from Moy and sliding in at the death, Michael Heffley. Great finish to the game. Shared with my family, only made better by ordering McDonald's via McDelivery afterwards. 3 points, McNugget share box, spot on. Order McDelivery now by the McDonald's app. You in.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.